It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Mary.
You have a cool suggestion for a perennial that can kind of be growing in our gardens right up until frost hits the ground. And also something that the butterflies will love.
Yes, helenium, also known as sneezeweed. It got that common name because in the old days, they would dry the flowers and the leaves from this perennial plant, and then they would snuff it. So they'd force themselves to sneeze to get rid of their cold. So helenium, though, is a beautiful perennial plant to grow in your landscape. It's hardy to zone 3, loves full sun, well-drained soil. In fact, it's kind of drought-tolerant that way. The traditional one, the native one, gets up about 3-4 feet tall. There's some called El Dorado, which is a yellow-flowered one. It's about 3 feet tall. Mardi Gras is kind of a burnt orange, kind of reddish-colored flower to it. Again, 2 to 3 feet tall. Not only are they native and they're tough plants, they bloom at a time when things kind of get a little quiet in the perennial garden. They pair well with plants such as echinacea and the rudbeckias, asters and sedums. A lot of those plants that you'd think of as a late summer fall bloomers, helenium's right in there with them. Now, what's nice about them is that they are clumping, so they're not going to take over. They stay in a nice clump. After about 3 to 5 years, you can divide them and make more of them, which is really kind of cool. And like you said, butterflies like them, beneficial insects like them, bees like them, but the deer don't like them. So think about growing helenium. Helenium flowers are small, maybe an inch in diameter, but they're produced in abundance, and they just keep flowering right up to frost.
Our listeners have questions, and here's one from Diane in Burlington. She writes, I've got a maturing tomato plant in a super large pot. I've kept it watered, but now the leaves are curling up as though they've dried out. I don't see any signs of bugs. Can I save it? And then she writes, I have 2 other tomato pots in the same general area. Will they catch whatever's happening?
Yeah, so the curling of the leaves, Diane, is probably due to all the hot weather we have. And that'll happen with tomatoes. When it's really hot, they can't take up enough moisture, especially in a container where it's really hard to keep up with the watering. The other possibility is the curling is caused by a disease called powdery mildew. So if you can open up the curl and look inside, if it looks like it's yellowing inside, that's probably powdery mildew. Spray them with a baking soda solution. So you want to use 1 tablespoon of baking soda, 1 teaspoon of a horticultural oil, that's something you get at a garden center, in a gallon of water. And this is not going to get rid of the disease on the infected leaves, but it'll protect the rest of the plant and your other plants. A little maintenance around the plant will make sure it thrives and you get your tomatoes.
This next question is going to challenge my freshman year of Latin class here. Actinidia arguta, also known as hardy kiwi. This is from Jeff in Fairfield. And Jeff writes, I've got a delightful male-female pair of Actinidia arguta, and I'm wondering about the timetable and the best chances for propagation.
So yes, you can do what we call take cuttings from your hardy kiwi. The wood is it's still green, but not really woody yet. You want to go down about 6 to 8 inches from the tip and then cut that, usually right below where some leaves are, but strip off all the bottom leaves, leave a set of leaves on the top. Once you've done that, you want to dip them in a rooting hormone powder. Root tone is something that works. Put them in a pot with some moistened potting soil. Keep them misted and keep them out of the direct sunlight. Keep them in a bright room that's warm but doesn't get direct sun. And then hopefully in about 6 to 8 weeks, they should start rooting. You really just want those plants to root so that next spring you can pop them in the ground.
Are these the kiwi that are going to fruit, or is this just an ornamental plant?
No, these are actually a cool plant. Hardy kiwis is kind of the small version of the fuzzy kiwi. It produces fruits about the size of a grape that are bald, meaning that you can just eat the skin and all. They're delicious.
Wow, very cool. If you've got a question for Charlie, then visit vpr.org and search for All Things Gardening. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.